What's up, Darren?
What up? What up?
You're all blurry in the background. I like it. It's different.
I just figured StreamYard allowed it, so I was like, all right, and I didn't clean up anything, so.
Yeah. Well, then I'm glad you made it blurry. Who's your favorite story of the week? What's your favorite op right now? What's going on?
The Epstein PSYOP is pretty interesting.
Oh, we should talk about that a little bit. It's not on the
Yeah.
list, but we should talk about that.
There's all
Yeah,
these missing
I think
people.
mine is Ashy Larry coming back around. I can't believe
No,
it. We're gonna talk about it.
nobody's favorite is Ashy Larry. Like he's a nut. He's a stone cold nut that needs to be locked up somewhere forever and ever,
Exactly, but he's
ever
not.
ever.
He's being released onto the streets,
That's because
and
it's Colorado. That's why.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, your midweek lunch break here in the Centennial State. We have a packed show today. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, and we're gonna talk about all of it. What is that? That's a fake laugh if I ever heard one. You think any of this is normal? None of this is normal. Yeah, it's all pretty weird. We have a guest today, and I think Karen is going to drop in at some point. She had some stuff she wanted to talk about. But we have a guest today. We're going to bring him on in a minute. But before we bring him on, let's hear from Mike Lindell.
I'm excited to announce that we're having a huge sale on Overstock and brand new products. For example, MyPillow Percale bed sheets, every color, every style, every size, only $29.88. Our Percale bed sheets are breathable, cool and crisp, and they're perfect for spring and summer. And check out Rev 7, the next generation of energy drinks. It tastes great, and it gives you energy all day with no jitters and no crashes. Best of all, it's actually good for you. And for a limited time, try our 3-pack absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save 20% on our Rev 7 12-packs or try our introductory 3-pack absolutely free. And our Percale bed sheets, all sizes, only $29.88. Twin size, full size, queen size, king sizes, all $29.88. Inventory is extremely limited at this price, so order now.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
And we are back, and we have no sound effects today because Darren is
none.
Slack.
None. I need a new mic.
Yeah.
I wonder. I wonder who's going to pay for that.
Yeah, all right. Well, everybody, please hit the thumbs up for us. Help us out. And without further ado, we're going to bring on our guest today, the one, the only Cam Cooksey. Cam hosts a show called Flow on Saturday nights on Badlands and also is a member of the Ensemble of the Y-Chromes, a show that I named. Thank you very much.
The Ensemble of the what?
The Y-Chromes. It's like the man show on Badlands. And Cam watches the Colorado show. He's in the chat pretty much every week. And so I thought you should come on.
I'm sorry we had to put you through an hour. We deeply
apologize. He was like, I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna show up. I'm like, you know this show is retarded, right?
That's
mind you, she puts together an itinerary. Like this is gonna be organized or something.
We
like
never actually follow it. Oh.
Is that like
you're
Colorado?
Weird again, Darren.
Week. She's like, hey, we're gonna cover all of it. No, we're not. No,
Darren,
not.
Something went wrong with your mic. It sounds like you're underwater.
Yep.
It shouldn't.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'll be back.
All right. The problem with him leaving is that our first topic is he was gonna screen share the video, but that's okay. We'll come back to it because he definitely needs to be here. So I saw this today. Jeff Hunt is putting out a lot of good content at Jeff Hunt. He does a show on KNUS radio here in Colorado. Hold for processing. Let me get this set up so folks can see it. So Ron DeSantis, which is sad that Darren missed that, because Darren loves Ron DeSantis. Is Ron DeSantis's biggest fan. Yes.
Oh no.
So we'll have to revisit this. But Colorado is now on its third U.S. Supreme Court case regarding the state restricting religious freedom. Pay attention, Jarhead, Jared Polis. Ron DeSantis posts, "We are number one for religious freedom down in Florida. They're very excited about it. We are not. We're pretty low on the list." And right after I saw this post from Jeff, I saw this video, which I had no idea about. One of our listeners sent this over, and I was pretty shocked by it. Let me get it pulled in, and we'll watch what this guy has to say about Colorado.
It's like, here's this group trying to act inclusive, and they're harassing a black blind guy in front of my cafe because he's Christian. Like, our whole purpose of opening the cafe was to serve the homeless community and help people get off the street, change their lives. And here we got a group who's like, just hates us because we're doing that and we're Christian. They're some sort of communist, so they're anti-Christian, they're anti-America, they're anti, you know, everything. It seems like they're accusing me of being part of the KKK, which
been there, buddy.
Makes absolutely no logical sense considering my last name is Sanchez, the color of my skin. Everything's just very, very strange. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's like,
yeah, I mean, it's not the Twilight Zone. It's Colorado. All right, how are we doing? Can we hear you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, better. Yeah, that's way better. So the premise of this story.
I figured it out. I had to switch mic ports.
Okay. Well, it's a short video, so I'm probably going to play it again. But the premise for this, Darren, and you left, right, as I was saying it, is that Ron DeSantis was flexing because that Florida is number one in the nation for religious freedom. And I was telling Cam that you're Ron DeSantis' biggest fan.
I had no idea.
I because I live here. I have to be.
Super fan.
I have to be.
You don't have to be.
Man, alligator Alcatraz gang in the building. Let's go.
I mean, that's awesome. I don't love Brian Kemp. Yes, that.
I have Jared Polis, so I am definitely not obligated to love my governor because I live here.
I think
here.
I got some sound effects.
You got your sound effects back?
Yes.
Yeah, I got
it. It's amazing. Did you finally reboot?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't reboot. I just switched mic ports.
Do you unplug it and plug it back in?
Hey, look, man, you're asking too many questions.
Too many questions. All right. So there's Colorado, not number one for religious freedom. Jeff Hunt mentions three cases. Jack Phillips had two. He wouldn't make a gay wedding cake, fought for years for his religious freedom in the state of Colorado. They ruled against him. He went to the U.S. Supreme Court, won, comes back to Colorado. He's like, okay, man, finally get my life back together. And then he's hit with a lawsuit because he won't make a transition cake for trans. And has to fight, go all the way to the Supreme Court cake? Again.
What kind of cake?
Transition, gender cake.
What kind of flavor is that?
I feel like any answer I give will be transphobic.
Let's go!
What? What flavor do you think it is, Darren?
Ooh. Hey, don't be asking me them questions like that.
It's too many questions.
Nah, too many questions, man.
Yeah. So I'll play this video again. This was on Fox News, put out by Fox News. I saw this today, and I don't know if you saw this, Darren, but you should.
It's like, here's this group trying to act inclusive, and they're harassing a black blind guy in front of my cafe because he's Christian. Like, our whole purpose of opening the cafe was to serve the homeless community and help people get off the street, change their lives. And here we got a group who's like, just hates us because we're doing that and we're Christian. They're some sort of communist, so they're anti-Christian, they're anti-America, they're anti, you know, everything. It seems like they're accusing me of being part of the KKK, which makes absolutely no logical sense considering my last name is Sanchez and the color of my skin. Everything is just very, very strange. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's like,
so I have to say this. When I was sued under the KKK Act, originally USCIP was a defendant in that case. Karen Kennedy was the Jefferson County captain for USCIP in Colorado. So technically, because USCIP was sued, her association, she was sued as well. So it, like Sanchez, the color of my skin, Karen was an associate of the NAACP. She invited me to the Christmas party and I was like, I don't think I should go because we're involved in ongoing litigation. But like, they sued her too. They don't give a shit about the facts. Yeah. You're on mute, Darren.
Is the KKK the Krispy Kreme Knights? Is that who that is?
It'd be way cooler if they were. I love it when Krispy Kreme donuts are hot.
I'd join.
I haven't seen that here. That was a big deal when I lived in Florida, though.
What, Krispy Kreme?
Mm-hmm. They have Krispy Kreme here, but it's not as big of a deal.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah. probably government-owned.
Yeah. So what do you think about the super inclusive and tolerant people harassing a Christian cafe that focuses on helping the homeless?
Well, when you're in a state that people walk down the street and say, Hail Satan, I think it makes sense. Wow. Kind of all comes together. It's just full fold, you know?
Did you see that, Cam?
What? The thing before?
No, this is okay. So give your thoughts on the homeless cafe and I'll find the Hail Satan thing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh God. I zoned out for a second because I was reading what Jackie wrote in the chat and yeah, I didn't know it was the Hail Satan thing. I hear that, like it doesn't make me, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not necessarily angry, but I get real uncomfortable when people like Hail Satan because I'm just like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But yeah. Each their own, whatever. it's your soul. Well, it's not your soul, but you can. People do whatever they want.
No, it's Satan's soul now.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the cafe thing, man, like it's just their whole, everything that they want to do is an attack on God. That's literally all it is. Any way they can try to actually not even attack on God, any way they can try to pull us away from God. So somebody will go watch that. They'll be annoyed by it or they'll be agitated by it. And then they go out and say they commit a crime, like they beat somebody because they're trans or they're gay or whatever. They're effectively winning because they're taking you away from God. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to instigate as many people and take as many people down with them. That's how I feel about it.
I agree. I think that's the whole point of it. And to reinforce the point.
Working toward a world where all can live freely and authentically. Hail Satan!
You would have thought Satan was
Beyonce. It makes sense. Well, it makes sense because the motto of Luciferianism is do what thou wilt.
Yeah.
They don't want to be, you know.
Oh, no, you're talking about Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's the ideology that we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to be bound by truth or morality or any sort of rules. You know, God set out the law and the rules because those things are for your good. And otherwise you're separated from God, right? But they don't want those rules. They want all of the promises and everything. God doesn't owe us anything. We're his creation. But he promises us a whole bunch of stuff. They want it all without, you know, acknowledging that he is God. It's not how that works.
Yeah, it's a bit Looney Tunes. Yeah. I think all of these individuals need a hot meal and a hug.
Yeah. No. I don't volunteer.
Yeah. I'll make the meal.
You live closer to them.
Yeah, okay, dear, and you're hugging them.
All you gotta do is drive up the street. I gotta take a flight.
No, you got some commie Satanists in Florida. I don't think you're exempt. Yeah. You can go find one to hug.
Look, when they gather, it's like five of them. Like yeah.
It's five hugs. Like five hugs. Remember,
like, yeah, no, it's five. You may get a fist bump, but that's about it. their idea of a protest for like when Ron said, "Look, your natural birth is what's going on your driver's license." Yo, these people lost it. Guess how many people were outside the DMV protesting? Five.
They just needed hugs, Darren. Why are you doing your part?
They look.
You need to give your fair share of hugs to communists.
No, my love is not communistic. Nope.
Democinist.
Nah, this is capitalistic love over here.
Love it.
All right, should we talk about Ashley Larry now that you're back? Do you have the clip?
Yeah, you got I left. Huh.
It's amazing that this is now on Fox News. Like, this is Lauren Ingram primetime Fox News talking about this guy. We were reporting on this when he was first arrested. Same mugshot, same terrifying nightmares.
We should have Laura on the show.
Mm. Yeah, we should definitely make that happen.
So this guy's in Colorado, or
yeah.
Okay. And he looks insane, I'm assuming. I honestly haven't looked at the
You don't know this yet. Story?
No, because I wanted to, once you sent stuff over, I wanted to see it.
You're going to like it. All right. Do we have sound on this?
Oh, wait. Aurora, Colorado, known for the Trender Agua problem, now has another big issue. A spiraling mental health crisis fueling psychotic behavior. And there's even a George Soros angle here. A registered sex offender could have his charges dropped after a Soros-backed prosecutor is considering leaving.
Yo, is it just me or does he look like he want to lick the camera?
Oh my God, yes.
Leaving the charges behind because he was found, the suspect, found to be mentally incompetent to stand trial.
No.
Solomon Galligan, who identifies as a woman, was accused of trying to kidnap a boy last year and was charged with one count of attempted kidnapping. Police say surveillance video shows him approaching students playing at recess. This is a horrifying scene. Before trying to grab that 11-year-old boy. But now a spokesperson for the DA tells us that they have not yet dropped the charges, but they intend to do so. And the suspect will not be released out to the public, but will instead be civilly committed for mental health treatment, meaning he could be released at some point in the future. But he's also been released from jail before. A local outlet reveals that prosecutors have dropped felony charges against him at least four times since 2018. The suspect's sister says her brother has been in and out of jail for 12 years, diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, but was never institutionalized because of a shortage of beds in mental health centers. But the county DA, Amy Padden, is set to dismiss those charges as required by law if someone's found mentally incompetent to stand trial, and now furious residents want her recalled. Dante White is a witness of this attempted kidnapping, traumatic to see. He joins us along with Danielle Jurinski, Aurora City Council at large, who says Padden has got to go. Dante, you say your child encountered this suspect. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, that's correct. So about a year and a half ago, we got a call from the school saying that, someone had come onto the campus and it was dealt with, and it just didn't sit right with me. So I dug a little bit deeper and found out that it was actually an attempted kidnapping, situation.
Well, attempted kidnapping, and when you see this video, you think to yourself, oh my goodness. I mean, it could be any of our kids. This could happen to any of our children, and thank goodness this story turned out as it did. But again, this individual could be released at some point in the future. Danielle, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the DA claims, look, she's just following the law. You can't sentence someone to a crime that the person was not capable of having his behavior conformed to the situation because of a mental illness. So why the recall effort? Why not just change?
Well, I think both need to happen, Laura. Welcome to a blue state, right? These are state laws that if someone is found unfit to stand trial, that you have to dismiss the charges. Now, originally, Amy Padden had said she was going to dismiss charges and just release Solomon Galligan back into the public after some public pressure. Now she's saying that Solomon will go into some sort of a mental health treatment facility. We don't know.
Hold on. Why does it take pressure in order for them to finally do this? Like, shouldn't that have been the first solution, is to put him in a nut house? Like, why do you have to bully these people into doing what makes sense?
Four times, Darren. Four times they declined to prosecute him.
There's not enough beds. That's why. That's their excuse.
And clearly not enough lotion either. Yeah. So, look at this pool.
Colorado is a very dry state.
Yeah.
Can we talk for a second? Well, I'm gonna.
That's funny. I mean, okay. We get the gist of it.
No, we can play the rest of it. I just want to say that the DA in question has really beautiful eyes, don't you think?
No.
The color's nice. The shape is terrifying.
Here's, oh, you guys think that's a woman?
It's a dude. Good call. That would make sense.
I don't. I have no confirmation on that. But this is the DA.
She's a dude. We're all dudes.
This is the DA in question that has declared. Hi, Karen. Karen, this is Cam. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Cam, what's up?
Not much. Karen, were you ever on, was Karen ever on one of your shows on Bad Lands, yeah. Ash?
Karen's the regular co-host of this show. Yeah. And she's been on Alphas Make Sandwiches and Culture of Change, I think.
Yeah, so I think it was actually Karen,
I was telling them beforehand, because there's a new video, Karen, about this guy Sanchez who's being attacked by the LGBTQ cult and being they're saying that he's affiliated with the KKK. I'm like, oh, been there, you know, friend. Also, they basically accused Karen as well of being in the KKK because Karen was the captain of USCIP, and they accuse USCIP. These people have no shame, and they don't care about facts. They care about emotional narrative, and they don't care whose lives they destroy.
No, KKK stands for Car Confession Karen, okay? That's all it is.
Sometimes it's Closet Confession Karen, though.
She's always in the car. And Karen, what is that behind you? What is that behind you, Karen?
She's at a Starbucks.
Gotcha.
I knew it because we have a setup like that at Woodlawn. Ash, you remember Woodlawn? It's right by Dickerson.
Is that Texas? No. You're in Woodlawn, Texas?
No. Georgia. Woodlawn's like a little, it's like a little shopping center in East Cobb.
Yeah. Fun fact, Cam and I grew up in the same town.
Yeah.
We went to rival high schools. Yeah.
My brother actually went to her high school. So my brother's autistic and they had a way better special ed program. Plus they had block scheduling, whereas we had 7 classes. So my mom like went into both schools and she was like, they're not doing shit here at Walton. They basically just let the kids with special needs kind of just like wander throughout the school. Really terrible. But like everyone at the school was real cool. No one was picking on him or anything. But like at Pope, he was like he basically had two class periods, two blocks together. The teachers were real interactive, whatever. But the cool part was when I found out Ash went to Pope, I was like, my mom was on the PTSA there. Like my mom was way more involved at Pope than at Walton because she was obviously there for my brother. So it's kind of her school too.
He's like 10 years younger than me though. So there was no overlap.
Yeah.
Cobb.
Can we go back to the picture of that esteemed gentleman, the transgender.
Amy Patton.
Not that one. The other one. The one that I think I recognize.
There's not much information. Oh my gosh! That, but again,
I recognize him.
Yeah, we did the story when he was first arrested. Now he's been found incompetent to stand trial, and they're going to put him in a mental health facility for a period of time before probably letting him out.
They figured that it took them. I thought that a true an in-depth mental health and a psychological evaluation. They assessed that really quickly. I thought it took longer than that. Number one, and number two,
it's supposed to take longer than that.
Well, they made this DA made that assessment very quickly, and she's not a mental health professional. She's not a psychologist. She's not a professional in you know, head shrinking or things.
No,
of that
because
sort.
Because she suffers from the same thing.
Oh yeah, takes one to
allegedly, know. Potentially, signs might point to
that dude. Oh, I'm telling you, he played in that movie, The Serpent and the Rainbow. That is a
I'm
zombie.
Sorry, Karen. You are misgendering they them. That they is a them zombie. Identifies as a woman.
That is not. He was in Haiti. He's not a zombie. He's just a man.
He is a zombie.
They're eating the dogs and eating the cats.
He was looking for lotion.
Okay.
Nope. He played in The Serpent and the Rainbow. Y'all should watch that movie. It's scary as hell. That dude was in The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Just get the brother some Jergens and we'll be okay. He'll go back to normal. That's all.
I don't think lotion will fix this. I don't think lotion fixes schizophrenia.
I don't know. when my skin's dry, I start going crazy, man.
See, he knows.
You couldn't live out here.
I couldn't.
Is there lithium in the Jergens?
No, it's just a slightly ashy elbow would just ruin my day.
Yeah.
Just get the Diddy kind.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
No.
Oh boy. It's not medical advice, everyone. This is not medical advice.
Just recognizing that dude played in The Serpent Then the Rainbow.
One drop of shea butter a day keeps the zombie effects away. Okay.
Right.
Very simple.
Not for him.
All right. Should we play the rest of this?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
And there are state laws in this blue state that prevent that. But if you look at the situation of Caitlin Weaver, a beautiful 24-year-old girl who was driving home from work in Aurora resident last summer, was hit T-boned at 90 miles per hour by a 15-year-old who was in this country illegally with two small children in the car with him. The prior DA, again, in this blue state, hands are somewhat tied with regard to juveniles. But the prior DA...
Okay, I just have to say, as you're watching, because the video is super grainy and everything, as you're watching this child wriggle away and, like, you know, flee from the person inside of the circle, realize that the person inside of the circle is the horrifying creature that they had on the screen before.
See, look, even the circle's ashy.
They had lined up a deal of 2 years in youth corrections. Elections have consequences, and came Amy Patton, and she said, nope, tossed that right out the window and gave this individual 3 years probation. That is the reason for the recall.
There are a lot of issues going on in Colorado, and immigration has changed this state, Dante. I've spent so much time over the years, one of my favorite states in the United States. It is a beautiful state, but it's changed. Everything changes, I get that, but legalization of marijuana has led to real problems, psychotic behavior, violence.
We're not blaming weed for Ashy fucking Larry.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is Laura.
A spokesperson.
Laura gets this for that bad take.
I messed up. I gotta find the right spot again. Sorry.
Again, in this blue state, hands are.
Over the years,
there we go.
One of my favorite states in the United States. It is a beautiful state. But it's changed. Everything changes. I get that. But legalization of marijuana has led to real problems, psychotic behavior, violent psychotic disorder, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. All chances of contracting or developing those symptoms are encouraged by young use and persistent use of marijuana. That's been scientifically shown in multiple studies. So you got that going on. But then you have, you know, I think that they don't have room for how psychotic, sadly, some of these individuals, many of them who started on soft drugs.
One more thing. In that video, those are really small children. Where are the adults?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're muted.
They're not going to come anywhere near that thing.
No, I don't care whose kids they are. If I see that, I'm going and tackling that fucking guy.
Yeah, I was wondering why that guy didn't smack him.
Yeah.
You're talking about people who are scared of this thing. Look, what is this?
Yeah, but the kids are scared more. The kids are more scared. That's part of being an adult.
And will impact them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Y'all were talking about tackling them. Y'all talking about tackling them. See, if he was in Florida, you could shoot them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Somebody should have been there with a firearm and discharging it.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if somebody shot this guy, they'd George Floyd him.
Yeah.
He'd have a golden casket.
And that person would be in jail for like 25 years.
Would it be? Right. Would the casket be nice and polished and moist? Would it be moist?
Nope. be a lotion filled casket.
Nope. Okay. And the preacher would slip and fall. It would be a mess. Oh, I had to go there.
The preacher what a tragedy. Slip and fall.
Yeah, freak off funeral.
And then cook their brains. Oh, there's no God. Place to put them, Dante.
Oh God.
Well, you know, honestly, the law, right, that is, you know, protecting Galligan was passed unanimously by both sides of the fence. And, you know, that's kind of where the core issue lies for me, right, is, you know, people like them are able to walk free as a potential outcome if there's no beds. And that's, you know, really what I'm trying to draw attention to is kind of the mental health state of what's going on. Right. And
but why do we have a mental health crisis? I think you're right. Why do we have a mental health crisis? I mean,
lack
we have
funding,
I mean,
lack of there's well, lots of gotta, factors that go into
yeah, there's
it, right?
there's a lot of factors. But going back to British common law, and we saw this with the Reagan assassination attempt. Remember, in that famous case, you can't convict somebody of a crime if he's determined to be unable to conform his behavior to kind of a reasonable set of circumstances. In this case, I mean, that's what they've determined. So I'm not sure there's anything you can do about that. Yeah, so that's a constitutional issue. I don't think you're gonna win that one. But the question is, Danielle, will Colorado wake up to what's going on in right in front of their very eyes with the epidemic of illegal immigration, gang activity, and now drugs pouring into the state?
And by will Colorado wake up, she means, is Colorado going to start, are Republicans going to start winning fake elections in Colorado? And the answer to that is probably not, because elections are fake.
Well, look at it like this.
Legal and illegal.
Or
found to be mentally incompetent.
I fucked it up again. I put it all the way back to the beginning. That's enough. We can be done there.
You got if you look at Colorado over like from the just the overall state view, it looks pretty darn red. But except for like, you know, except for Denver and Trendy Aurora, but
Trendy Aurora,
I love that.
Oh, how has that not come up before? That's awesome. Yeah, well done. Round of applause for that. You should give yourself a Dom DeMarco for that. Dom DeMarco. That's right.
Yeah, except for that. I mean, if you look at the state overall, it looks kind of red. Look, California does too. It's like, I don't. What are these people doing? That it's like, it seems like the purpose of flooding these big cities with all these migrants and all this stuff is to keep more seats in these regions. Is that what am I understanding this correctly?
I think that's part of it. I definitely think that Laura Ingraham's position was, you have a mental health crisis because you legalized weed, right? That's kind of the position she was taking and insinuating and focusing, you know, precious time. That interview was what, 3 minutes? She did like 30, 45 seconds on the topic of legalized weed. She's not incorrect. There is a connection between adolescent marijuana use and and schizophrenia developing later in life. That's true. But that's not why we have a mental health crisis in Colorado. We have a mental health crisis in Colorado because we invited a bunch of mentally ill people here. We made it a sanctuary for crime. We have a homeless crisis. The first video we played of the guy that set up a cafe to help the homeless, and he's being attacked by the super inclusive and tolerant people, the most inclusive and tolerant people among us, are attacking him because he's Christian, inclusive even though he's helping the homeless people.
Inclusive and tolerant is wild.
Yeah, well, that's what they claim, right? We have to be super duper inclusive and tolerant of everybody's sin. And
I will not tolerate you trying to screw my child. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, honestly, I don't even think we should tolerate these people attacking Christian businesses. I think that we should have a better, stronger response. If Colorado is in fact red, we need to start acting in opposition to the fake elections and showing up for people that are being attacked by the cult. Like that cafe owner. I'm going to go find his cafe.
You know what? You know why they don't do it? Because I've noticed this pattern in other states. Like, especially like New York, and even Georgia, right? So Atlanta is blue as hell, right? Super blue. Mm-hmm. But what do people do when it's historic? It's like when people get tired of the bullshit in the major cities, what do? They migrate to the suburbs.
Move out, and
they go far away, and where they can get proper policing, better schools, all that stuff, and then the money leaves the city. Like, we watched, like, I don't know if you heard the story about what happened in Baton Rouge. Mm-mm. Okay, so Baton Rouge had has, like, you know, it's still old school. It's still a little bit more segregated. It's like there's a big dividing line between the haves and have-nots, right? So, but it's all one city. Well, for like a couple years, it seemed like one portion of the city, I guess the more well-to-do, the higher tax base, they decided like over a course of 3 years to just try to challenge the dividing line, right, and become their own city. Mm-hmm. Right, away from Baton Rouge, away from having to deal with the schools, the piss poor schools, the piss poor policing, because whatever was going on in the bad part kept overlapping into their area. Right, they're like, yo, we pay all these fucking taxes, like, why the hell are we putting up with this shit? Well, they finally got granted that. I think it's called St. George now, St. George, Louisiana. Right now, mm-hmm. mind you, in the beginning of all this, you heard a bunch of people in the lower tier neighborhoods saying, "Oh man, forget the white people. They all racist anyway." Da, 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 right? But as soon as the tax base leaves, they start crying foul.
Come back! I miss my white friends.
It's like either you don't like white people or you do. Like, yeah. you can't have it both ways. You're like, we don't like white people, but we like their money. Like, it's like y'all got to pick a struggle. So this is what happened. They totally separated. They got their own police municipality now. They got all of that, right? Now, I remember Buckhead was trying to do the same thing to Atlanta. Yep. Atlanta would not let them go.
They put so much money into keeping Buckhead still like part of Atlanta and not having its own like area. It was crazy because I remember they also tried to do that. Here in, I think it was East Cobb, actually, Ash. I think East Cobb was trying to separate from Marietta because
smart the city move. Of Marietta.
Yeah, but they put all the money into it and they convinced most of us to not, when I say us, I mean obviously our neighbors.
Yeah,
our neighbors were just like, don't let this happen. And I'm just like, why?
I think Buckhead was trying to leave. Milton was trying to leave.
Yeah, like, Milton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's something similar happening in Colorado. It just failed here in Douglas County, in my county, for home rule to kind of separate. It's not, you know, becoming a separate entity, but it is, you know, setting up stronger local control and, you know, some additional authorities at the county level. And the same thing, Cam, that you're talking about, it was opposed very much with, you're going to cut yourself off from all of these services and all of this stuff. And we need this stuff. We don't want to be out on an island by ourselves. We totally need Jenna Griswold and Phil Weiser and Jared Polis to play a role in our lives. And so it failed.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the wolves. Okay. If you don't have wolves being released into the wild.
Oh, you're...
then the world just is chaotic. We need
you're lotion. Just trying to trigger me.
We need
lotion. You know how the wolves trigger
it's
me.
It's all about lotion and wolves, okay? Those are the problem solvers, all right?
Lotion and wolves.
If more states had lotion and wolves, there would be no crazy people.
So our crazy ass government here decided that we had to rebuild the wolf ecosystem and that was really important to the ecology and sustainability of our state. And so they went up to the Pacific Northwest. And you can think about this like that film, Alpha and Omega, the animated film about the wolves, because it's exactly what happened. They went up into the Pacific Northwest, shot a bunch of wolves with tranquilizer darts, took them away from their families, brought them here. Now half those wolves are dead because they don't belong here. They belong in the Pacific Northwest with their families, but Jared Polis and his husband don't care. And so we relocate wolves to the state of Colorado to murder them. It's apparently what we do now for sustainability and ecology and things.
So not only do we have human trafficking at the border, we have
They are wolf trafficking, 100%.
Okay.
Like, Karen, go ahead.
So with the wolf, will the wolf transporters be considered coyotes?
Ooh, I was thinking the same thing.
That was heavy. That was heavy.
That's that was good. Heavy. That's heavy. Good. I'm using that, by the way. Don't get upset.
You can borrow it. No publishing needed. Go ahead.
What was that article required?
What was that Denver Post article recently talking about the people's distrust with the government and basically how they know that the government is ratchet but they feel powerless to try to change it. And it's like, what took you so long?
We care. We got a ghetto government.
Oh my God. Literally, she said that. And all I was thinking of them like going like this, patting their heads when they're talking. You know?
She's going all I thought about was
Jasmine Crockett.
Right? I can't call that. I don't know what's wrong with that bitch. But they did a poll, and that's what it was. I was trying to find it a little bit ago, but the people in this, even, and it was among Democrats as well, where they know that the government, something's wrong, but they feel powerless to do anything about it. It's like Jeff Hunt, I think he shared it and said, stop voting Democrat. Well, stop voting that. For these people.
Not even that. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that.
Yeah, it's deeper than that because it's gotten too bad.
Ash, you already know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, like, you can stop voting for Democrats. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And all
they're
you
still going to stay in power.
As long as you keep feeding the monster is still going to eat. It's all about this. Until this gets cut off, or people stop believing in this, then we're gonna keep getting the same nonsense.
Look, this is such a perfect op for you, Darren, because you're organizing a tax revolt, but you're in a state with no state income tax. Right. And so you're just trying to put the rest of us on the hook in our states.
So Robin Hood's outsourcing now?
Yes. He's subcontracting.
Yes, that's a fact. And for everybody in the state of Colorado, I love you, but you get one of these. Sorry.
Sorry, Karen, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Don't tell nobody I was born in Aurora.
Too late.
Excommunicated, apparently.
Trend day Aurora.
We're keeping that. Y'all heard it first here on the Colorado show.
Mm-hmm. We need a stinger.
Vaccine Waters.
Was born in Aurora.
Trend day Aurora. Trend and day now Aurora. You got the serpent and the rainbow zombies snatching little kids at school. This is a state. No, and now. Their claim to fame is building bike lanes. I was down, it's stupid. 16th Street Mall, I was down there the other day because I catch the bus and just kind of, trek about. And the 16th Street will never be what it was. Never. I was down there. It's stupid. It's all torn up. A lot of the shops that were there before, they're closed. They want all this money for RTD, which is the local transit. And most of the RTD buses and the trains, no matter which line it is, the A line, the B line, the C line, all of them are empty. There's only
it's because like they 10, don't run on 50, time and you can't rely upon them.
On there.
You can't rely on the trains.
No.
They don't run on time. So all of the commuters have stopped using the trains because the trains no longer run on time. And you hear that when you're at the train station. Due to track construction and blah, 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 the trains may be delayed. And they are. And
every
that's
day.
Why people aren't riding anymore, because the number one thing about trains is that they have to run on time. That's the
point.
First rule of trains.
Hold up, Karen, what did I call you about the other day? Was it Netflix?
Oh man, what was that?
In Colorado, Netflix is getting charged extra in Colorado?
Yeah, Netflix is charging extra for users in this state. It's like they're finding every little thing to tax us. And now what's the latest one?
Overtime.
So it was Netflix and now it's the overtime that thing down there in the legislature. I thought they were done for the session for the
year.
Oh,
they're calling. They called themselves back.
They called a special session. Okay, so now they're
not started yet. I don't think, but they're calling themselves back for sure. Everybody is speculating they're going to call themselves back, or that Polis will call them back.
For what?
They're all the same thing.
Why don't they just come out to deal with the budget crisis?
No, it's the budget crisis. So Colorado
that they caused.
Budget crisis,
aka irresponsible spending. Gotcha.
Yeah. And what we can expect to hear is that we have to get rid of Tabor, because Tabor is the reason that they have problems, because President Trump decided to cut funding for people that are, mutilating kids and allowing criminal invaders safe passage and refuge in our state. Trump administration is like, well, the one power that we have is to withhold your funding if you're going to, subvert the Republic. And Colorado's like, we're going to do that anyway. And also, we want you to pay us anyway. And the Trump administration is like, no. Mm-hmm. So Phil Weiser is spending all of his time and money fighting the federal government to try and claw back funding that is conditional, and they're not meeting the conditions. So that's probably not going to be successful. That's about 33% of the state budget is federal funding. So they're freaking out. They do have to do something about it. But their answer is not going to be to cut spending. It's not ever going to be to cut spending, because there's a whole bunch more stuff they want to spend. We're going to talk a little bit about this. This is another thing they want to spend $29 million on, a bridge to fucking nowhere, literally a bridge to nowhere, because it's the 150th anniversary and Polis wants a big splashy thing with his name on it. He wants to do this. This, by the way, Colorado, the URL is co150walkway.com, and you can go and vote on whether or not you want this, and it's the governor's poll. So make sure that you go vote. I'll put the link in the I don't have access to the chat. I'll put the link on the screen here in a second, and everybody can write it down.
No, they,
but they're never going to stop spending, Karen. They're going to tell us that the taxpayer bill of rights is racist and you know, homophobic and transphobic, and it has to, and we have to get rid of it. And it won't matter whether or not people actually vote for that. It's rolling back a constitutional amendment. So the people have to decide this, but it won't matter because elections are fake and they do whatever the fuck they want.
Do you think it's like crossing the line for me to come on the show with white sheets?
No, I mean, hey, Kanye did it.
They white call me keys? Racist.
Oh, white sheets. White sheets. I think she said.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
They call me racist.
I feel like if you do that, the only person that will get in trouble is me.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe a day when Ash is out.
Here's the thing. Get in trouble for what?
Fine. I'll do it on my broadcast. Because I'm feeling a certain type of way. They call me racist. The NAACP wanted to sue me for being a you know, the black side of white supremacy.
Yes.
And now there's this dumb
multicultural face.
The multicultural face of white supremacy, my bad. Let me get it right. And now this stupid walkway that Tabor is racist. And now this walkway where one of the questions that I saw this morning is, well, do you want us to, they don't give you an option to say no. They only give you an option to say, well, do you want us to,
uh-oh. Oh no!
They got her.
Oh, Ashley, they heard her.
Snatched her.
Oh man!
I told her there was somebody behind her.
Oh, it was Starbucks. It was Starbucks. Their Wi-Fi was like, "We're oh, there
she's
we go."
She's back. Okay. Did you get? You got away. Oh.
You got away.
Was it Ashley Larry?
Oh my God! No,
he got her.
He can't even get her lotion. Back.
Oh man!
Give me your lotion. Hopeful. he ran down her. On her like, "Give me your lotion."
I'm going to vote right now because I love you, Ash. I'm not going to vote for the walkway. Okay, I thought about doing it as a troll.
You have to put in your Colorado zip code.
I'll just figure one out.
Lubricate your keyboard.
Check your private chat.
I don't like that voice.
Get out there and cry. That's the voice. Sorry, that's a long-running joke on the show. That's the voice of the demon that controls Van Jones when he sends him out to do his show on CNN.
Yeah, yeah. He just cries on, you know, on command. Like,
get out there and cry.
Now they got Cam, it looks like.
No, I'm just laughing.
Oh, all right, you just froze up for a second. Okay. Oh. Did they get you? No, they got
probably.
That's give fine. Me your lotion now.
Okay. So, special session. We'll be covering that when it happens. I'm probably going to go down.
What if they don't? What if all this doesn't? Where are they? Because now they're, I saw, because all these blue cities, they're claiming the same thing. Oh my gosh, Trump is taking our money away. And I saw Kathy Hochul on, I think it may have been MSDNC yesterday or this morning, whining about the rural hospitals and wah, wah, wah. They bet the house on illegals. They all bet the house on illegals. Chicago is $800 million deficit. Colorado, what? We're around $400 million, $500 million deficit. We can't pay our bills. They're having to lay off a bunch of city workers. Well, I mean, at what point? I know they're freaking out now, but at what point are they going to have to finally admit that they were wrong and they don't have a solution for this problem. This is going to affect real people's lives. Rural hospitals haven't been getting money the entire time. It's not just because of Trump. It's not just because of the new.
It's not even just because of the. Oh my God.
That's what Kathy Hochul looks like to me.
Yes,
I love it.
That's good.
That's the master from a show called The String.
This is her when she's calling for vaccine apostles in the church.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. She sure did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem, Karen, it's not even about government funding, right? Like the reason that rural hospitals are so under threat is because of the payer provider convergence that happened in the healthcare industries, the transformation of healthcare that's been going on that all these people cheered for. And you know, the Obamacare. Impacts on rural hospitals are an unintended consequence. We have to deal with that, but we should not let the people that cheered for it hold us hostage over the issue of rural hospitals. We should figure out how to fix rural hospitals and put all of these people out of a job.
Yep.
But their go-to is to blame Trump, but they know it's them. They cheered, you're correct, for the Affordable Care Act.
Do you remember that with eggs? That was particularly whiplash for us in Colorado because we were gaslit that there was no problem with egg prices up until Inauguration Day. And it was like consistent. Right. This egg thing is disinformation. It's definitely Republican. It's probably Russian. Don't believe it. Eggs are just expensive. Meanwhile, the reason that eggs were becoming way more expensive in Colorado than they were in the rest of the country is because of their egg policy saying that all of the chickens had to be cage free, which put all the major egg producers out of the state. And that's the reason for the egg prices here. But they told us there was no problem with egg prices until Trump's inauguration day. And then the very next day, you have like Jason Crow and Jared Polis talking about the price of eggs. And that was a particularly pointed whiplash. It was like, holy shit, you just turned on a dime and changed your story.
The funniest part about it is like, this turbo inflation that I've been hearing about since Trump's swearing in that we're supposed to be getting at month after month. It's coming, guys. It's coming.
Yeah. Treasury just reported a surplus.
Yo, did you see the dude from Home Depot? He was like, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this thing. He's probably going to be the greatest president. He's like, I was wrong. I watched this clip on CNN. They lost their minds over that. They're like, you're not supposed to like. I've never seen a situation in my life where it's just like you hate somebody so much that you will want the whole country to just lose just because of this, because you don't like this guy. You can't even bring yourself to say like, yeah, he hit on that. He did a good job. He knocked that one out the park. You can't even bring yourself to do that. Like how nutty are you? These people are psychopaths.
According to Laura Ingraham, it's because of weed.
Well, honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm. Very...
I know you're a fan.
No, I do like Laura, but I do like weed too. But my thing is this: I don't want people. I'm gonna be honest with you. If there was a dispensary down the street from my house, I would not be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm okay with the medical, it's fine, but I don't want recreational. I've watched people go to Colorado and come back with criminal records because they was out there wilding out. I'm like,
that could be something in the water and air and soil from all the chemtrails. It might not be the
usually weed. It's the other way around. Like, but they went to Colorado and got criminal records and came back. So I'm like,
I mean, I guess I think if you think about it, like if we were to all of a sudden recriminalize marijuana and make recreational weed illegal again in the state of Colorado, it will not solve the problem that we have, because the problem that we have is not about legalized weed. That might be a symptom of the problem that we have, but the problem that we have is communism. And it is the outsized government control regulate. They control the means of production in pretty much every single industry through outsized regulation. They do whatever the hell they want, and we can't vote them out of office because they rig elections.
Well, that's what happens in democinism.
I know.
They're like herpes.
Stage. That's why I'm moving to Florida.
What did you say?
They're like herpes. They just are.
Oh, all right. We figured it out. It's official.
These freaking politicians.
Man. In order to keep your government from going ghetto, you need Valtrex.
You need something.
Oh my God.
And they won't. But that's what I mean.
We
they
could
won't,
do that like, with the chemtrails, Darren. You put that in the canisters.
God, no. Please don't.
Spray the Valtrex. Kill the communist herpes.
Yo, you know what?
I don't think it's
like
a
this.
Cure, though, isn't it? Isn't it just a treatment?
Yeah, I don't think you can cure communist herpes.
But
I will say this: I think they
that's
need
a communist herpes. I'm doing
with
that.
The rapid,
that.
With the rapid amount of STDs that are happening in this country, I think what should happen is they need to put like PrEP in the air. Okay, because
it's
some nasty shit going on out here. Okay. I feel like that might be an outsized response. No, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. I have never been so enthusiastic about monogamous relationships in my life.
Right.
Oh my God, right? It's so true.
Hey, that's actually that's a good societal byproduct.
Yeah, it is gross. The best Yo, it's like this whole country's a petri dish.
Right? Yeah. You don't know what you're gonna come up with. These hoes in the club looking whatever. Yeah. It's either she's a dude or she's a psycho, and you're gonna be like the Democrats. That I call them the psycho, the desperate ex. They have desperate ex syndrome. They never leave, no matter what you do. Yeah. You cut her off social media. You block her on everything. Don't matter. That bitch will find a way in. She'll cut your tires. She'll show up at your job. She will call your mama. She'll call your current girlfriend.
You're describing every girl my brother has ever dated.
Hold on, Karen,
Democrats are the desperate ex of the current times. You can't get rid of these hoes.
Karen, did you?
They crazy.
Do you have experience in this field? Be honest.
I've just known these crazy bitches who sit around and talk about this shit, man. And I've known dudes who have been victims of this. Or you'll be even worse. You'll be a successful dude who gets either a Ashley St. Clair or a E. Jean Carroll.
or you just have zero rizz.
I need a show just on hoes.
Or you should have just stayed in your monogamous relationship instead of trying to pull a Shannon Sharp.
Oh my God.
That's not a good example either.
I think you should do
these
that
people
show.
Are crazy.
How you doing? Look, I'm sorry. Just a side note. You're a 50-year-old dude. You've been married most of the time. You've been getting money, and now all of a sudden you want to be out in the field with the youngins. Look, homeboy, you ain't built for this. Mm-hmm. You get caught up with by a 19-year-old OnlyFans girl. Mm-hmm. Like, boy, you a
yeah? Sucker. Go ahead.
Yes. You are
to
you
ruin
are,
your you, entire life and everything
you deserve.
You built.
Everything that happens to you from this point because you failed epically. Matter of fact, let me get Shannon Sharp.
Get him a Don. That's the one.
Yeah.
These people are crazy, and they're called Democrats. They're the desperate ex.
I have one more story. And that is that Jenna Griswold still has not posted. So she posted one post, and by she, I mean her team, that she's running for attorney general. That was on April 7th. It's her pinned post. That is the only post since November 11th, 2024 on X.
Yeah,
she's probably over on Blue Sky living her best. But here's the thing. She's supposedly running for AG. Phil Weiser's running for governor. He's out there every single day talking about all the communist shit he's doing that he thinks is going to get him elected. But Jenna Griswold is silent. And this comes, you know, a couple months after her deputy secretary of state resigned and was replaced by Perkins Coie's Andrew Klein, former Perkins Coie. Andrew Klein, and the deputy secretary of state runs the office. Anybody that knows anything about the CDOS knows that Jenna Griswold is a puppet with very little depth. There's not a lot going on there. She's not running anything, but she used to be the face and voice, right? She was out doing all the media, going on all the shows and all the things. It's nothing. Silent.
These are like no-show jobs.
This is not a no-show. Secretary of State is not a no-show job.
No, but I'm saying like they treat it like it.
Better off if
it
was.
A lot of these people. It seems like a lot of these people do absolutely nothing. Like I watched Tucker's interview with Santos, George Santos. Did you watch that?
No,
not having yet. It's on my list.
Let me tell you something. That shit was fire. Really? That shit was fire. And I'm telling you, and I mean, you can tell, like, first of all, I learned this a long time ago. Last person you want to do things in front of, and because it could backfire if y'all fall out, is a gay dude.
Is the what?
Is a gay dude, because he's gonna spill all. He's gonna spill
100%.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna spill all the beans. Like,
it's all like, vengeance of like a scorned woman in a man body,
but way more savage.
With savage. With male strategy and calculus. Yeah.
They know how men work. Trust me, they know how men work. They've been all up in men. They know how men work.
Gross.
Oh. It's true though. They know men better than I know myself.
Yep. Kathy Hochul judges you.
Whatever, Kathy Hochul.
Do not say that again.
Oh man.
Wrong show, Cam. Wrong.
Jenna Griswold's eyes scare the shit out of me. Like, I went to her page.
You've never seen the show The Strain?
The Strain?
It's called The Strain.
Oh my god,
that show is crazy. Like, that show pretty much is,
oh god,
it was the pandemic before the pandemic.
No, I'm good.
No, it's good, it's very good.
I don't do scary stuff. I watched The Girl
is, hold on, and it takes place in New York, which is where Kathy
oh gosh, of course.
Don't tell people to watch that.
Get out there and cry.
I just saw The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo the other day for the first time because they were doing it on Badlands Story Hour. And holy, that was just so disturbing. I did not need to see it. I'm disappointed that I saw it because now I have that shit in my head.
Hey, hold on real quick.
It's horrible.
This just in, the 18-year-old arrested for hitting two Connecticut state troopers, both now hospitalized, is Joel Alexander Kaika Nishve, an illegal alien from Ecuador who was released into the U.S. Under the Biden administration in 2023.
All right, pull that in so we can present it. I'm going to very quickly run through our next two sponsors, and then we will hit last topics and get out of here.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashotsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your...
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, CPAC, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And we're back, all of us except for Darren. Darren, what's going on?
Yeah.
I just want to touch on something really fast before we go into this story. Jenna Griswold is pulling a Joe Biden. She is a basement dweller, and she's just going to continue to stay out of focus, out of the limelight. She does it. She, like you said, she's probably living her best over on Blue Sky, blowing it up every day about, with her Trump derangement syndrome. That's another psycho ex bitch. So she's going to just run a campaign from the basement, and they're going to try to just coronate that individual and put giddy baby oil on her and slide her on in.
That's what she said.
What was that word?
Coronation?
Coronate her.
Oh, coronation.
Because they've already decided that that's who they want. She's probably up at the Aspen Institute this week. Her and Phil Weiser rubbing shoulders with the elites.
Darren, so, like this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's how that works.
like the Tiffany. Burger.
Like is what I wore on No King's Day, so I had it handy.
Look at Burger Queen. Burger Queen.
Family birthday crown. Everybody wears it on their birthday. Since they were small, now they're big. They still wear it.
Wow. Hey, hold on. Yeah. Yo, you know what? That's a good question. That's a good question, Cam. That's a pause moment.
Yeah. Don't we pull it off of Darren?
Don't we pull it off of Darren? This ain't Diddy party.
I don't want to pull off of Darren.
Oh, I think she was saying that you could play the role of Darren while Darren was missing.
I get it now.
I didn't get it. Look, Amazon was at the door.
All right. Some things just gotta happen. All right.
We're just glad you're back and that they didn't snatch you.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah. I don't sit outside of Colorado like Karen.
Golly.
I don't know how she does it. She just be sitting there like all in the phone. I'm looking around. I'm like, but jeez, I would never.
I got my head on a swivel. I know what's up.
And we can see behind you too.
Karen, I saw you. I was in there for a little while. You were doing a space last night. That was fun. Are you going to be doing more spaces? Because you should tell people about that so we can all join.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to be.
She's like, I don't want you bitches in my spaces.
No, I want you guys there. It's so much fun. You meet so many interesting people. We had a good space last night. I tried three times. I got kicked off the first two because I was talking about politicians. It's time to have a conversation about foreign-born politicians, and somebody didn't like that, so I got kicked off that one. And then I tried another one with illegal aliens, and I can't remember what the subject was, but the third time was a charm, so I was able to do a space. It was very informative. I had some great folks on there, so yeah, I'll post that up on my X page. That's where I'm most active on social media, is X. Karen, you know, Elon's crazy, but I haven't had any problems on it. Karen is popping out here, yo.
She is popping out here. I watch reaction videos on YouTube, and she pops up on every single one. Like, Karen is out here in the streets. Like,
that's
look,
crazy.
For somebody, who sits, for somebody who sits out in her car, like, she needs PR. She needs all that. She needs representation.
I'm telling you.
She needs representation. I don't think she understands how popping she is.
Like, I don't, because I don't see the reaction videos. I only see them when Darren or one of my friends will, girl, how did you get on? I'm like, girl, I ain't even know. I just post videos because I'm angry. I wake up banging on bacon.
And you always
angry.
Look hot while you're angry too, which helps.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Yeah. I might as well look like something.
But that was my favorite moment of Kamala Harris's campaign was when she was doing that interview with Taraji P. Henson. And she's like, Madam Vice President, tell us what to do. And Kamala's like, girl, I'm out here in these streets.
Hold on. Can I ask a question? Why do I keep hearing, like, it's like this really weird statement that all these Democrats make when they go on the news and they say, like, trying to preserve our democracy.
What the hell, or
he's a threat to democracy.
All you have to do is substitute democracy for global communism, and it makes sense.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right. Because that's their real goal.
I watched Stacey Abrams sit on a talk show, and she just it was like word salad galore.
It was
a buffet.
I can't. Look, my dog.
Stacey Abrams. I've been trying to tell people for the longest time. I think Stacey Abrams has been working Brian Kemp like a puppet since the first time she lost to him. The Democrats have to control him in some way. Not even the Democrats. The Uniparty. I feel like. She's the heel. She's the heel to his like whatever the thing's called in wrestling.
Kayfabe.
But she has to be dumb as a doornail, doorknob, whatever. Yeah, doornail. Dumb as a doornail.
Doornail. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nail hammered on the door. Yeah. Like, why would you hammer a nail on the door? That's how dumb she is. That's how dumb it doesn't make sense.
Just makes no sense.
Yeah.
If you're in Georgia, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where would somebody like coming from Florida move to in Georgia?
You can move to where we live in Cobb County. But honestly, Cobb County is like it's right on the line because they definitely stole Cobb obviously in 2020, but I think they stole Cobb 2024 because I think Cobb technically went blue. God, why would you do that to us? Why would you look
at only this? Because I wanted to bring up, do you guys remember when this first came out, this picture, and everybody did the memes with like Joe Biden sniffing in between her teeth or like Hunter Biden in the underwear pose? That was what I was trying to find those, but I couldn't, I think they've been scrubbed. I couldn't find them, but I did find this. I thought it was worth sharing.
I lived in Atlanta. I lived up right by Lenox. I lived off of Peachtree Battle.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. And it was crazy because I never understood, like, everywhere you went, like, if you want to go to the nightclub, nightlife is efficient as hell, right? You want to go get something done, like go pay a ticket or go do something important, like you can forget about it in Fulton County. Forget about it, because you're gonna walk up there, it's gonna be kilo low sitting behind the counter, like, mm-hmm. What you need.
Yep.
Like,
oh my God. Yep. You like are. Whole, yep. I live
mean,
there.
I mean, it's the whole city. There is no place in Fulton County you can go without seeing sisters working there. They run the whole city.
Yes, they do.
I'm telling you.
Got their nails did, and they don't want to deal with your ass.
Yeah, they don't want to talk.
I can't stand LaQuisha and them. They get on my damn nerves because they go to work, but they don't really want to be there, and you're bothering them by coming to their desk.
I remember when I was living there, the Fulton County school district got in trouble because all the teachers were cooking up the books for test scores. because they used to get government bonuses if the schools passed the test, standardized test. Man, they all got roped up. It was a federal investigation. Everything. I was like, geez. Man,
there's
and
so
they
much
wonder why the Department of Education is gone.
And they all came from three sororities. Bingo.
Alpha, Kappa Alpha.
Yeah, Delta. Yeah,
that's Kamala Harris, and that's her set. God. That's why they supported her.
Oh, they got
I'm
Ash.
Like, that's an Indian woman, dumbass. She ain't even black.
Right?
Yeah.
Ash, did the ashiness get you?
She's like, no.
Larry was at the door. That's why
Amazon.
Where's Esmeralda?
She's around here somewhere. She's trying to be a real asshole, and like we'd get 10 minutes into the show and she'll whimper and bark and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Is Esmeralda Lily?
This is a burden I don't need in my life.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I call her Esmeralda.
Karen calls her Esmeralda and threatens to deport her, but only because Lily's a real asshole and won't stop barking at Karen when Karen comes over.
Well, she's Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Or is she American? She's American, but she has Mexican roots, I think. That's what it
she
is.
She got her papers.
Yeah.
So your dog's a chola?
Allegedly.
Chola.
You're asking too many questions, Darren. You're asking too many questions.
I know. I'm watching this show. I don't want him to come get Esmeralda.
Shit, go ahead. Send that dog to Alligator Alcatraz.
Ash, did you see what I said in the private chat?
No, let me pull it
in. If you want to pull it up, it's 30 seconds, but this
YouTube
is
YouTube or Dapper Debt?
The YouTube. Dapper Debt is that's vaccine over there.
Oh. All right, well, we're going to have to do that too. Okay, hold for processing.
You can do his first if you want. But that the second one, it reminds me of the people that work in government in Atlanta. Fulton.
Oh, Cab. God. That shit going to give me flashbacks.
That's it.
PETA, what's wrong? You've been so quiet all day.
Yeah, it's just what you said the other day, Lois. I'm starting to think you might be right. Brian's getting old. He's not the dog he used to be, and I'll have to get used to it. Just like I got used to my acrylic nails.
Oh, yep.
Wait for the phone.
Scanyon Weinstock and Reisman. Hey, LaRonda. Now, I got four people on hold, but I can't talk.
That's it. That's four exactly people on hold, but I can't talk.
That's exactly
superb.
You will get nothing done. You'll have to come back. You can show up at 8 a.m. to pay a ticket.
Oh my God.
You can show up at 8 a.m. to pay a ticket, and somehow, some way, they'll make
don't matter
to come back.
And then you have to pay a late fee. They're like, sorry, you didn't come in. Like, I came in. They're like,
I came
sorry
in, bitch. Hey, who you catching an attitude with?
Right.
Oh my God, yeah.
All right. So here's, we're going to hit this last story. I think this is in Connecticut, which, you know, why not look at the problems in other states and helps us ignore our own. It's better that way.
Speak for yourself.
He has confirmed the man accused of injuring two state troopers in a crash last week is here illegally.
Your chief investigative reporter, Sam Smink, has been digging into this, and she's joining us live with more. Sam?
The Department of Homeland Security tells me that Joel Alexander Kietzu Nieshi is from Ecuador and came here illegally in 2023. They have since lodged a detainer for his arrest, meaning they have interest in deporting him. 18-year-old Kietzu is charged with reckless driving and operating without a license. State police say Kietzu was driving too fast when he drove through standing water Thursday morning on I-91 northbound, hitting two state troopers. Video shows the moment his car loses control and begins to spin out. The car then crashes into a police cruiser, sending both himself and two troopers to the hospital. Team has confirmed the man.
Bye.
Yeah.
You ain't know. Bye, Felipe.
Sounds like he needs to do a turn in El Salvador.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, alligator, Alcatraz, yeah, whatever.
That'll be the first stop. Then you just send him to then you send him to CCOT. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out services. To the
It's time for you to go.
Democrats are already defending him. They're probably outside of the hospital with signs.
Probably has a multi-million-dollar legal defense just teed up. And ready to go. Yeah.
What? He's got a beautiful home somewhere waiting for him, and all 900 of his family members will be here next
week. Due process.
Oh, wait, real quick, before we get out of here. So I know you guys have probably the same opinion as me, but I get so frustrated.
That's a big assumption.
I know I'm going to be right about this. Why? So I understand due process in general, right? If you are not from this country and you're not under our laws, what the fuck do you need due process for? That makes I don't get it. I understand human rights abuses, but like, it doesn't make any sense. Go ahead, Ash.
Okay, so here's the situation. In 1996...
You're not Ash? Oh, hey, bro, you're not Ash.
Oh, my bad. It's all right. Let him go. It's all right.
No, I'm Ashy. I'm just Ashy. Go ahead, Ash.
due process is a relative term to the context that they're in whatever the legal situation is. Due process is a human right. Due process is an inalienable right under the U.S. Constitution. But when it comes to people who are here unlawfully, due process means... Are you here unlawfully? Yes. Bye.
Okay.
That's what it means. It just means that they have a chance to be able to say, I'm here unlawfully, but I need to file a convention against torture claim because I'll be murdered if you send me back to my home. And even then the due process is okay. We can send you somewhere else like the South Sudan. Which is actually a real thing that they're doing right now. They've approved sending people to a third country, and one of those third countries is the South Sudan. I think you'd rather be in El Salvador, guys. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And expedited removal was implemented in 1996 under Bill Clinton, right?
So I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but I know about that. That was six.
My thing is this. 80-something percent of the deportations under Barack Obama were via expedited removal. So all these people bitching and whining and all that stuff, like they don't know shit.
They're bitching and whining because it's political, not because they actually care about the rapists and migrant killers that keep, you know, the car accidents, the deaths from car accidents from illegals who don't know our road laws and are terrible behind a wheel and generally driving drunk. That number is pretty high, guys. Here in Colorado, several people have died at the hands of migrant drivers. Yeah, it's a problem, and their due process is bye.
Well, here's the thing, Ash. What happened was when Biden got in office. Remember when he was on the stage with Bernie Sanders, and they asked him if illegals that were caught driving drunk or whatever. Would they be deported? That included whether the victims died or not. You see what I'm saying? So, but like, this is he was the first one to really do this shit. And I remember Bernie Sanders' face when Biden was talking about what he wasn't going to do at the border. Bernie was looking like, is this fool serious? Even Bernie was like, yo, this dude is a nut. Like, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
The point about the drunk driving is so important. Yep. That is such an important point, because they actually, Democrats, nationally and in the state of Colorado, actually advocated for that. They wanted to, they wanted the legal landscape such that you can get in trouble for drunk driving and kill someone, and that's not enough to get you deported. You do not hate these people enough. And if you continue to vote for them, even though elections are fake, if you continue to put your support and advocacy and campaign financing and all of your resources behind people that are actively trying to destroy the nation, you're the enemy.
The mixed messaging is what gets me, because first it was a situation where, okay, the border's secure, the border's secure, the border's secure. Matter of fact,
the border's secure.
Like, so we kept getting that message over and over again. Then they finally started exposing, like, yeah the border ain't exactly secure. And I shout out to Greg Abbott, who deserves a statue somewhere, because that dude put this situation on full blast, right? So now you got this situation where, well, we need to do something about the border. I thought the border was secure. Well, we have this bill over here. Let's pass this sucker, right? And the bill is it's the most bipartisan border bill ever. Well, why don't you just close the motherfucker?
We're getting the same thing with Epstein right now.
I can't do it without Congress. Okay,
the same exact thing, Darren. The same exact thing is happening. And I know, like, we'll end with this topic, because we said at the beginning we were going to talk about it a little bit. I'll just tee it up and then let you guys each give your position on it. But right now we're being told by the mainstream media, Democrat politicians, local Democrat Colorado politicians, all manner of influencers on the internet, that President Trump is trying to cover up the Epstein files. These are people that told us for years that the whole Epstein thing was fake and a conspiracy. The same people who never talked about it before, now they're all of a sudden demanding it. Now, I happen to think that that's a good thing, because I think it's going to accelerate getting to anything that is there, that is credible information being released. But it's the whiplash of, oh my God, we have to release the Epstein files. Hang on a second. You said that was fake, and you called us all conspiracy theorists, and you suppressed us, and you got us censored online because we were asking questions about this. And now you're attempting to be some sort of, every single time, every single narrative.
Alex Acosta said, when he first tried to start him, when he was first investigating this Epstein thing, and they told him hands off, because this is an intelligence issue. Intelligence? Mm-hmm. Who's intelligence? What's a good country?
Five Eyes.
I need some specifics. I need some specifics, homeboy. Like, who are you talking about? This is an intelligence matter. Who specifically?
Above my pay grade.
They told him hands off. So now, and then I think about this from the mind of a sick criminal, right? Like, how would I, if I was a sick criminal, how would I think? Well, I wouldn't be writing down names of everybody that I send children to. It's not exactly the smartest thing to do as a criminal. It's like, because I've sold a couple pharmaceuticals in my day, and I didn't write down everybody I sold them to. So, I'm just saying.
Smart.
So, yeah, not exactly a bright thing.
You do need record keeping. And then all of a sudden,
mind you, this dude's an uncredited teacher in the late 70s and early 80s. But somehow this motherfucker becomes a billionaire with jets.
Oh my God.
And the biggest residential house in Manhattan. Really? And you think, how did he get there? He just by osmosis? You think there's no intelligence apparatus back in this? Like, how retarded are you? Nobody's going to give you shit. Okay? And mind you, they can go even further. You already know four confirmed clients of his: Bill Clinton, Prince William,
Bill Gates.
Reid Hoffman, and Bill Gates. You got that information. You had that information for years, and none of y'all did shit with it. You know what I'm saying? We got the flight logs. You got the
flight to be
maps.
Fair, they probably used it to accomplish certain policy goals.
But my point is this: even if you get the list, ain't nothing gonna happen to these people, because the thing about it is, you got four confirmed frequent flyer mile using people going to the Epstein Island. You know these people, and nothing has happened. Okay, you know this is confirmed. So what do you think is going to happen when they put this list in your hand? I tell you what the point of this list is, why everybody wants it so bad. Because it's good content.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's going to keep people's YouTube channels alive for the next 6 months.
It's also that itch scratching, right? Of like, I was right about that person and you were wrong about that part. I think people want to do that. Cam, go ahead and we'll give Karen the last word on Epstein.
Yeah, I think, so I thought for a long time that if the Epstein evidence was there, it either has been kept away so that it can't be destroyed or that shit's gone. That's like, I'm basically at that point. There's no way it was going to pass on through the DOJ and stay there all the way while Trump's out of office. And then they're just going to leave it for when he comes back. I don't even care if they're like with the whole devolution theory and continuity government. Like, I still don't think that they'd be able to keep that information unless they had it. When he said they caught them all, like I actually talked about it before. When he says they caught them all, if he caught them all and he had all the information, then it's going to be released at some point. I'm not too worried about it.
Real Karen Jean, what you got for us?
Behind you.
Oh, no. Dang.
Amiga.
I made a video about this the other day. I'm like, people just, you know, you need to calm down. And this goes back to your point, Darren, about the content. And I said, you know, even if you had the information, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? What, you want Q level intelligence? And you, who are you, a content creator? You want Q level intelligence right now? What are you going to do with it? You're going to go back to your audience and keep them interested in what you're doing. So yeah, we care about the Epstein issue because the background is nasty adults did horrific evil things with children. That is why we're still interested. At least that should be your point to all of, to wanting to know all of this. But even if we know, what are people going to do with it? If you get a 4 a.m. call.
You know what they're gonna do? I'll tell you exactly what they're gonna do. They're gonna do exactly what they did with R. Kelly. They're gonna lock his ass up and then they're gonna turn around and play and then turn around at the barbecue and play Step in the Name of Love. So I don't wanna hear none of that. I don't wanna hear none of that. R. Kelly's a sicko, but guess what? If you delete half your R&B playlist in your Spotify,
it's him.
From the 90s and late 80s. And even early 2000s, guess what? You have no more R&B left.
He's either produced it or he has put out the song himself.
All these people are fraudulent. They're fraudulent.
Yeah, they are. Well, how is it going to benefit you? How is it going to benefit these people to know?
I watch people lose their minds over George Zimmerman, right? Now, George Zimmerman gets freed. This motherfucker's walking around grocery stores in the hood and ain't nobody doing shit. What's all this street shit y'all was talking about? Where are all the gangsters at? What happened?
Because they don't care. they don't care. I've seen content creators who are, Trump made them a household name. They were nobody. They were zip zero. Nobody even knew who you were. You were making videos in your bathroom in 2015 and you were a Democrat. Oh, but now you're a millionaire and you got all this money and now you get to pretend that you're mad at Jews all the time or you're mad at what he did or Epstein this or, you know, that's the hill you're dying on.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who you people were before. And now you're a household name. Congratulations. Everything good the president is doing is being overshadowed by this bullshit that I don't give a fuck about because I want to get the bag and start making my money and live in this new
golden age
that we are all. I care about my money. Jeffrey Epstein is not on the motherfucking dollar bill. dollar bill, y'all. I don't care. Okay, we will get to that. And like I said, they're going to drop it like it's hot on a Friday afternoon at 1800. And people are going to have all weekend to marinate over it. And they're going to freak out. It's not going to be in everybody's time. Oh, I can't help it that you told all your followers that the files were going to drop on a certain date.
Yes.
That ain't my problem. Look, We got to get these illegals up out of here so we can get our housing back. We can get our safety back. We can get our money back. We can get our country back on online until we fix the real issues. Because Trump didn't campaign on Epstein. He campaigned on mass deportations, baby, and the golden age and making money. I'm trying to get this bread. I don't care about Epstein right now. When it comes out, it comes out. And by the way, nobody's talking about Rachel Chandler.
Ooh, yes.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I just I'll just pile on that for a second. President Trump knows exactly what he's doing when he says, "You guys are still talking about that? Why are you talking about that?" President Trump knows
that
the entirety of the mainstream media is Trump deranged, and that is going to make them talk about it more and more and more. I've heard the media report several times, President Trump really wants this to go away, but it's not going away. President Trump is shining a spotlight on it. And people are getting all twirled up, but more and more people are demanding that the files of people that buy and sell children are held accountable. And the last thing that I'll say is, if you were sure, if you were certain that releasing information in the middle of an ongoing investigation with intent to prosecute, it would make you feel good. It would scratch an itch for you, but it would compromise the investigation. So say, you know, Bill Gates is potentially going to be prosecuted for buying and selling children. But if we come out with the evidence that they have about that right now, it might compromise the ability to get justice for that. And everybody would know. And everybody can, as Chris Paul says, play match online about this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, he walks because we released evidence that's part of an ongoing criminal investigation to make a whole bunch of influencers feel good about themselves online. Would you still be demanding the release of that information? No, but that's probably what's going on because they've just announced a massive RICO that spans a couple of decades. So everybody needs to chill the fuck out. Yeah. And I say it spans a couple of decades because Russiagate was a cover-up. Russiagate was intended to prevent President Trump from actually able to get in there and see the portfolio of crime that these people had engaged in.
And quite frankly, if you think they would hold on to Trump being on the Epstein list, they would have smashed the gas on that. They would have mashed the gas on that in 2016.
Yeah, they would have thrown George Clooney under the bus just to get Trump. They wouldn't have cared. They'd be like, "We'll take anybody out."
Yeah. So, I think here's.
Give me the list. I want the list now.
Do you know what it is though, Darren? Like the thing with the list is now all of a sudden all these people, we need the list, we need the files. All I can think of is Maxine Waters. We need to know what they have on us.
What does Elon have on us?
What does he have on us?
Oh man.
I am Representative Maxine Waters. And I just
reclaiming my time.
Let me in there. Let me in the building.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
All right,
everybody, thank you for tuning in. Kim, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I had a great time. Invite me back whenever you want. It's always this time on this day.
Yeah, Wednesdays at noon. Mountain time noon.
Yeah. So yeah, the only time I'd have a conflict is if I scheduled a flight lesson or something. So. As long as I know ahead of time, I'll hop on.
Yeah, Kim's an aspiring pilot, everyone. Yeah. He's learning to fly.
What? I am learning to fly. And
it's not for any sort of trafficking purposes at all.
No,
it's
not at all. Honestly, I don't even want
to
take that many people on a plane with me. It's too many lives not at risk, but too many lives to be responsible for.
I was referring to drug trafficking, not human trafficking.
No. Also, if you have if your plane's too heavy, it really fucks up the flight. So.
The cartels are taking a hit, guys. There's market opportunity there.
Okay.
You know, there's a large landing strip.
I'm kidding, everyone. Down here. This show and network broadly does not support drug trafficking.
You know what, Cam? Hey, when Diddy gets out, he can use a guy like you.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Yo,
I realized though, what if I got a job flying people into Alligator Alcatraz? That would be a little plane, like six.
That would get you
plane.
A Dom DeMarco.
You know what you gotta do? I got a better idea. So check this out.
What is it?
You need to, you know how they have like day cruises? for to the Bahamas and all that. You don't even need your, you don't even need a passport and all that.
Great idea.
You need, you, you could take it a little bit further than the Bahamas because clearly I could swim there. Now, all you gotta do, just plan, find, get, I guess, negotiate with whoever, whatever island or whatever, get good with them, and just do your charge for day day trip.
Dang, that's a good idea.
I have a better idea. Set up a helicopter tour. Learn to fly a helicopter. Then set up a helicopter tour to take people on a tour of Alligator Alcatraz. Ooh. You'll sell out a year a couple of months.
I had a buddy when I went to New Zealand, my buddy's friend, he did helicopter and plane flights around like a, it was like a dormant volcano or something. And he said he made so much money off of that. Cause you charge what, like maybe like 50 to 100 bucks for a trip for an hour. People will do that.
More than that. I mean, yeah. you gotta factor in inflation and snacks.
That's true. Snacks.
All that shit.
Snacks. Gotta have snacks.
Snack inflation is real.
Oh, what would you like to eat while you're on the helicopter? I want a fruit roll up. $12. Boom. Problem solved.
Oh, man.
Agree.
Easy. Easy. All right.
Yeah,
we should really take
me.
Our business ideas offline, though, so somebody doesn't steal.
Hey, I do pitch decks, business plans, valuation, all that shit. I'll let you.
He really does.
Yeah, and if you need logos done, holler at me too. I got you.
Okay.
So, all right.
Awesome, everybody. Well, we will be back here next Wednesday at noon for your midweek lunch break in the Centennial State, and follow everybody. Their handles are all over the screen. We'll see you guys in a week. Everybody have a great week. Try to stay out of trouble, especially you, Karen. I'm working
behind you.